الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Facing some questions actually in Hajj, and one of these famous question or important question actually for the woman. Woman, her husband passed away. Woman, her husband divorced her. Is this allowed for this woman to go for Hajj al-Fariida? I'm talking about the Fariida, the first Hajj for her. She need to perform the Hajj. She's allowed to travel without any mahram. Mahram in Islam meaning husband, father, son, her uncle, those whom they are not lawful for her, not lawful for her to marry somebody. So she's allowed to travel without any one of these people by herself to perform the Hajj of the Fariida. Hajj of the Fariida, it means the fard, not the second Hajj to be nafila. Second Hajj, or you, if you make the first Hajj the Fariida, after that you have hundreds of Hajj, all of this Hajj are nafila. Nafila, you will be rewarded inshallah ta'ala also. But we talking about the woman whom she never had a chance to go for the Hajj al-Fariida. She's allowed to travel by herself to perform the Hajj or not. That is actually the question the people ask us a lot. Before I go for this, I have to say something in general. The first one, women are allowed to travel by herself without any mahram لإظهار الدين أو تخاف على نفسها. What does that mean? In general in Islam, the woman allowed to travel from one place to another place, to the Muslim country, from, for example, a Muslim country under an oppressor ruler. For example, he said he passes a law in the government, you are not allowed to wear hijab. For example, he cannot actually, there is no any permission for this woman to take the hijab because there is a law. That's what happened in France also. When the French government, they processed a law, not allowed for the woman to wear hijab. So some of the women, they ran under a disobedient quality scholar, and he told them, you have to follow the rules in this country and to take the hijab out. Take the cover off your head and the hijab out. So what we have to do, Sayyidina Sheikh, our Sheikh, he advised them to take the hijab off and replace it with hat. Cowboy hat. So they need the woman to be like a cowboy. Woman, if she found herself in a Muslim country or in non-Muslim country, became under the pressure to force her to take the hijab or to fear about herself, people declare a war against her, people, they will arrest her to put her in a jail because of her hijab. She fear about herself because there is a pressure from Qom all over to kill her because she's a Muslim woman. That time, the Sharia, the Islamic law, permitted her to move from one place to another place by herself without any mahram. To travel by herself without any mahram. So put this in aside. So she's allowed to travel in this case without mahram. Number two. Second case, which is very important to discuss the case now. Hal yajuz, yajuz is mean. Is that permitted for the woman to travel, to perform the Hajj and Umrah without any mahram? To protect her, طيب دعونا ما divide it to groups. I have to tell you the truth. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله actually blessed me and provided me to study the four مذهب. And that's actually a comparison مذهب, comparison school. That's why الحمد لله, you know, I know which imam, what in every school, what is in every school, what is the imam said. علماء are divided to two groups, يا مجاهد. Two groups. The first group, they said, yes, she's allowed to travel by herself without mahram if she travel with a group of women, trusted group of women, to be with them, to be secured, to help each other without mahram, without husband, without brother, without father, without uncle. She's allowed to do that. That is the first group of ulama. Who is the first two group of ulama say that woman allowed to travel by herself, but she has to be with a group of women to perform the fariḍa in Islam? Who said that? Al-Malikiyya, the school of Imam Malik. Al-Shafi'iyya, the school of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Ata, one of the great scholars from At-Tabi'in. Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, from scholar from At-Tabi'in. Ibn Sirin, the scholar from At-Tabi'in. Al-Imam Al-Awza'i. You have to know about all this scholar. They are like a sunshine for the Ummah. Great scholar. Okay. And who said that finally? Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He said, yes, the woman allowed to travel without any mahram if she travel with a group of women to be secured. Because why, ya imam? Because he said, number one, this is safar ta'a. She travel for what? Sheikh Ali, she travel to what? Vacation or to travel for to obey Allah and to perform the fariḍa? So that's why we're going to give you like example. The condition is for them, women are allowed to travel without mahram with the three conditions. If they travel with a group of women, as we said, number one, or رجل صالح ذو ثقة, a man known that he is a trusted person and he will make a sure to secure this woman with his group. And we're going to take an example from the Sahaba and from Hadrat Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه, number one, I'm still talking about those who permitted the woman to travel without what? Wake up with me, arhamukallah, and don't sleep. Because this one is costing a lot of confusion. It's a big fighting between the ulama. But here, alhamdulillah, in our school in Masjid Madhatin, promised you from the first day to clear it for you and to give you the most authentic. So, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and who's Ibn Umar? Hadrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. What did he do? Kana yusafiru ila al-hajj. When they travel to Medina, he used to travel from Medina to Mecca to perform al-hajj, and he has his women, and also he has a group of women from his local area travel with him. So they travel, and this group of women whom they travel with, Abdullah ibn Umar, they have no mahram. That is the first evidence for you. Number two, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in hadith number 1860, hadith 1860, don't forget the number, 1860, Ibrahim ibn Sa'd, the hadith, عن Ibrahim ibn Sa'd, عن إبراهيم ابن عبد الرحمن ابن عوف, إبراهيم أوف عبد الرحمن بن عوف the great صحابي رضي الله عنه وارضاه from his father from his grandfather قال البخاري أذن عمر he spoke about عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وارضاه in his خلافة when he was a خليفة عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه أذن it's mean he permitted some of أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the wives of the prophet some of the wives of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to travel in the last Hajj he did it but before to be honest with you all his life عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه he ruled for 10 years almost more than 10 years رضي الله عنه وارضاه and that is the best time ever in Islamic history This is his time who opened East and West رضي الله عنه وارضاه Roman and Persia Hi. So سيدنا عمر he did not permit the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to perform to travel without محرم in the beginning of his Khilafah until he made the last Hajj he permitted all of them to travel with him without mahram. Rasulullah died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he permitted them to travel actually with him to perform the hajj. So we have, according to this, three of the companions approved the woman to what? Astaghfirullah. In the time of Umar, Umar is not the one who traveled with them. He permitted Uthman, astaghfirullah. He permitted Sayyidina Uthman, radiallahu anhu arda, the Khalifa number 3, to travel with the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform al-hajj, not Sayyidina Umar. He permitted Adina li Uthman. He permitted Uthman. So Uthman, radiallahu anhu arda, he took some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina, and he traveled with them to Mecca to perform al-hajj. Is that clear? So we have here Abdullah ibn Umar approved Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab in his Khilafah approved to let them travel with Uthman and when Sayyidina Uthman traveled with them if this is approval from Uthman or also or not yes so we have great scholars here and then also Abdul Rahman ibn Auf he was with Uthman So when he took the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Uthman was with him, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. Is that clear? I'm going to question you later. Because we are not sitting here, actually, and some of us, Sheikh Ali, sleeping and eating, and more than that, when they're sleeping, they eat in the dream rice pudding. You know what I mean? Actually, some of the brothers, they love actually to sleep when the imam starts the khutbah. That's why a lot of people occupy the wall, Sheikh Ali. If you look to the people came early to occupy a spot toward to the wall. So when the imam said, let him speak. I know everything. And he's snoring, wallah. And he's snoring. He is professional. Professional to sleep when the imam start to give khutbah or class. But alhamdulillah, when we have a movie, you find the two eyes like this, Sheikh Ali. Very sharp, not sleeping at all.
Some imam's khutbah is very boring.
Yeah, you jazakallahu khairan. Like Sheikh Mustafa, for example. His khutbah is very boring, and when they start his khutbah, everybody's sleeping. Because Sheikh Mustafa, he has very, very low voice, and he makes the people sleeping. You know what is the rest? Hi. Al-Hafiz fil Fath al-Bari, Ibn Hajar, Rahimahullah, also he mentioned that in Fath al-Bari, the great book for the Sunnah, He mentioned all of this story and he was agreed that the woman to travel without what? Mahram. And what is their dalil? Sheikh Ali all the time said, what is the dalil is? General dalil from the ulama which they depend on this. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. Don't ever prevent the woman or the servant female of the woman to visit مساجد الله. So that included المسجد الحرام, المسجد الأقصى, مسجد النبوي الشريف, and any masjid. If the woman asks to visit, to go to with you, for example, Brother Riaz, your wife, she asks you, I need to go to with you in a masjid, you permit her. I hear about there is a class there. I hear about actually a khutbah there for Jum'ah. You take her or you refuse? You're taking her. Some of the masajid, they preventing the woman. When they call me in Masjid in Queen, Sheikh Ali knows about the community. And Brother Saeed, they invited me, very great masjid, beautiful masjid, marble. Brother Kamrul, one of the board here, he's the one from A to Z, get the permit, and he helped them a lot in this masjid. When they invited me there, and I start to give the class, it was only where men. After I give the first class, I make a revolution. Sheikh Mustafa is a troublemaker. To bring the woman to the masjid. Second class, give me a good told them, one, only one class a month, because I'm busy with other masajid. Go move all over, I give masajid sometime weekly, Raz, he knows, and sometime I give them only once a month. First one, after I said in the first class, women are allowed to come to the masjid and to join the jama'ah, and number two, to hear the class with a condition, is to respect the house of Allah and to have a full hijab, not to damage the people, not like the woman I met her downstairs, and she told me this law is ridiculous, the law. We are permitted here to come to the masjid because this is the house of Allah. You don't own the house of Allah. I said, yes, I don't own the house of Allah. But when you enter the house of Allah, respect the house of Allah and wear the hijab. Don't think actually you come with uncovered and you pray your salah. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. If you pray and you uncover your part of your own body without hijab, your salah is not valid. And I'm responsible about this fatwa. And give me 100 ulama to stay in the front of me if they argue with me about this. So, first, it came 75 women. Said, Alhamdulillah. How we know? From the plate. Second and third class, it became jumped to 100 women. Fourth class jumped to 139 women. By the mercy of Allah. By the mercy of Allah. And in the end, it was one of the reasons actually to kick me out from this masjid, because I permitted the woman to come to the masjid. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Right. Second group before you leave, they said, no. Women are not allowed, are all, to travel without mahram. Even if she travel with a group of women, are not allowed. Who is this great ulama? Number one, Ibrahim al-Nukhai, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and his ashabihi. The group, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and his group did not permit the woman to travel even to perform the farida, unless if she are far from the Haram Sharif in Mecca, travel for 3 days. Again, in order to know for those brothers who follow the Hanafi school, Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and all his students, Ibn Abdin, for example, one of the great, Abu Yusuf, rahimahumullah, one of the great scholars of the Hanafi school. They did not permit the women at all to go even for Farida, for first time, unless she go with what? Mahram. Father, husband, whatever it is. Who's with Abu Hanifa? Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, did not permit the woman to travel without mahram to perform even the farida without mahram. What is the evidence? We need the dalil here. They got to say, لا تسافر المرأة إلا مع ذي محرم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, women are not allowed to travel without mahram. Number two, لا يخلون أحدكم بامرأة إلا لا يخلون أحدكم بامرأة إلا مع ذي محرم. None one of you allowed, second hadith, none one of you allowed to be in privacy with woman except with what? She has what? Mahram. That's mean I visit Brother Riyas. Brother Riyas, actually I visit him. I'm not allowed to go and visit and to visit him, his house, without him. If he's there, yes. And I enter and I say, Salaam alaikum sister, that's okay, because her husband's there. طيب. Number three. جاء رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله, لقد كتبت في الجهاد. My name came in the list to go and fight for the cause of Allah. But ya Rasulullah, I have a problem. I have a little bahaji. I have a little problem. What is the problem? He said, my wife, she intended to perform Hajj this year. But his name came in a list of what? Of jihad, fi sabilillah. Qala, idhhab wa hajj ma'a imra'atak. Leave the jihad and go perform the Hajj with who? With your wife. You got it? طيب. Related to this. Related to this. Which one is right? You confuse us, Sheikh Mustafa, now. Al-Jumhur, the majority of the scholar, they said the woman allowed to travel without mahram according to what Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah said. They said the most of them, and the action of Umar, Hadrat Umar, when he sent Uthman with the wife of the Prophet ﷺ and Abdurrahman ibn Awf too, and Abdullah ibn Umar used to take the woman in his area with him to travel to Hajj. So basically, according to this, the authentic way here, according to the majority of the ulama, with respect of the other opinion of the other ulama, the ulama, when the Prophet ﷺ said not permitted for the woman to travel one night and day without mahram. Yes. It's authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. نرى الله for the woman لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تسافر اليوم بليلة إلا ومع ذي محرم. Not permitted for any woman believing Allah and the hereafter to travel one day and one night without mahram. What is the purpose of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? You need to know why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did that. Why the Prophet said that? Because to secure the woman. That time, the road was very, very dangerous, very risky. The woman, she used to travel in mule, in donkey, in camel, and he feared about the woman that somebody gonna come and attacking her. Therefore, that is the purpose he permit. He did not permit the woman to travel one night and one day without what? Mahram. But the authentic way, if as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, wal Imam Malik, wal Imam al-Shafi'i, and Umar ibn al-Khattab, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdurrahman ibn Awf, Uthman, the reason for that is if the woman, she will be with the secured within the group of women or a trusted person who fear Allah and the people knows him, and to take them with him to the Hajj, it will be actually because this is ta'a. She needs her husband passed away, Sheikh Ali. That means don't go ever. And she doesn't have no relative. So he prevent her from Hajj. La, it's not fair. permit the woman to travel for al-hajj inshallah, permit them to actually to perform the hajj inshallah. We're going to continue biiznillah tomorrow about the second part of this hadith. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna wa ij'alna sababan min ihtada wa rahma amwatana wa amwat al-muslimin وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت يا رب العالمين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف من كل مريض يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم اقبل الحج والعمرة من حجاج بيتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وعدنا في القريب يا رب. Help us, يا رب العالمين, to perform the Hajj and Umrah very soon, inshallah. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to save all the Muslims in this trip. Ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make all of us love each other في سبيل الله. دخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار, قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.